A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Handwritten, cursive text appears. A Netflix original documentary. A love song for Latasha. The screen goes blue. Text in the upper left corner reads, play. Text at the bottom of the screen reads, SLP, next to a counter set to zero. A woman with dark skin and black hair and pigtails stands on a rocky surface facing the ocean. She wears a loose, white dress that flutters in the breeze. Foam from the crashing waves retreats as though playing in reverse. Sun shines behind a pair of sneakers dangling on a power line. More handwritten text, South Central Los Angeles, California. A group of black girls practices dance moves on a fenced-in tennis court. A black family grins at us, the late 1980s. Voice of Ty, Latasha's best friend. A black girl floats face up in a pool.
It was the summer of my sixth grade year. I was in a pool, I couldn't swim, but it was hot. You know, I was trying to figure it out. And these kids, they looked over at me and they're like, oh, we from 9-0. I wasn't into none of that, wasn't thinking about anything. And I'm still trying to paddle up against the wall. And I guess they figure, okay, we could take advantage of her. Kid kept coming back, kept splashing water on me. One of them come up from behind and he holds my head underneath the water. I'm scratching and pulling it, but he had me underneath the water. And the next thing I know, I hear this one little boy screaming. Even though I had water in my ears, I could hear him screaming. I felt the pressure lift off of my neck, and she pulled me up out of the water. She got clothes on still. She had a skirt on. She literally dropped her bags. She saw what they were doing, so she hopped the fence. She got into the pool right where I was at. You better leave her alone. One of them, he had a busted lip. So she got me out of the water, and she said, man, you lucky I was walking by and I just happened to see that. And her brother was with her and she gets him to get her towel, put her towel over me. She needed a towel, she said, no, I'll dry off. And we go to the swings and sit down so I could just catch my breath. She's like, you know what, you little, you need somebody to watch you. We about the same age. I done seen you around here a few times. What you doing tomorrow? Coming back outside, but I'm not coming back to the pool. She's like, you ain't gotta worry about it, I'll be with you.
Voice of Shanice, Latasha's cousin.
Latasha's mother passed in 1985. She was shot in the torso at a club.
A tear flows up a woman's cheek and back to her bloodshot eye.
My grandmother could have let them go in the system. So my grandmother's main focus was just to raise her kids, and that's exactly what she did. She had to step in and step up to raise and do what she had to do, especially for Christina, Fester, and Latasha. I was the only child. My mom was in Orange County, and they were out here. I wanted to be with them because they were having more fun. Christina, Vester, and Latasha was my life, my brother and sister, so I ain't have nobody but them and her, and that's it.
Two preteen black girls sit on a porch.
Latasha was more responsible. She used to do Christina's hair, walk trail to the park or to the stores. So she stepped up and helped my grandmother out so much with her brother and sister.
The girls play a clapping game. Two figures sprint through a mostly vacant outdoor area at a school. A large rectangular shade casts a sharp shadow in the bright sunlight.
We gotta get up so early. We gotta leave at a certain time to catch the Manchester bus all the way out to Westchester. Whereas after school, buses be full, everybody in the back of the bus talking smack, and it made our ride a little bit quicker. We used to get off on Figueroa. We stop at Tam's Burger right there. My grandmother would give us $2 to $3 a day. So we'd hold on to the $2 to $3 a day until after school. Back in the day, they had the little jukeboxes that sit on each table that you could play. Our favorite song was Stand By Me. Stand By Me. That song right there, right? And we used to save our quarter for that song every day. That was our song every day. And we'll get our fries and we'll walk down Figueroa all the way home every day.
Two teenage black girls smile at each other outside a burger joint. They turn to face us with serious expressions. An ice cream truck reverses on a residential street.
She wanted to be a lawyer, so that's what she was aiming for, to get good grades. to help her grandmother out as much as she can when she did make it. She had all A's, popping out them A's. You think, like, her mother passed 6 years prior. Where's her mind at?
Black and white yearbook photos.
Of course she talked about her mom. But I think she blocked it out in so many ways by keeping busy, by concentrating on school. She just tried a little bit harder. She just didn't want to end up a statistic.
The girls sit in an empty church.
She would talk about her mom. She missed her mom. She missed her mom a lot. She just told me, you know, I remember my mom would pick me up and give me like the biggest hug. That's what I remember most about her, how she would hug me and the way she smelled.
The taller of the two girls sits in a pew, gazing up. Palm trees pass overhead.
Latasha would always talk about when we got older, okay, here goes the plan. We could still be lawyers, that could be our day job, and we could own businesses. Because every time we go into a store, they either following us, giving us dirty looks, disrespecting us. Don't you want to have something on your own? We need, like, programs. We need something where the kids that's outside, they can have something to do or somewhere to go, and we can start up tournaments and basketball, because she loved basketball. I used to just go to the park sometimes, and I would watch her play. And she would be the only girl on the court playing basketball with these hoopers, these big OGs. And we play games with the kids that were younger than us sometimes. And we would just have fun. A lot of younger kids, they looked at her almost like their neighborhood big sister.
The image distorts, then resolves into a residential street. A date stamp reads March 16th, 1991. A young black woman walks a small dog past a patch of sunflowers. Scenes flash, a smiling mouth, bare feet, the ocean. A kitchen faucet drips.
I want to say it was a Saturday. My grandmother asked Trill to get the orange juice. He didn't want to go because we just woke up. I was up ready to go to the movies with Tasha, but she was already gone. My grandmother asked me to go get some orange juice. Told her, I don't want to go get no orange juice. You trust your other nuke, you'll get the orange juice. But I wish I had, would've went.
Scenes flash. A girl in a convenience store. A girl in the pool. Yearbook photos.
I think Latasha passed in the morning hours because it was breakfast time. But the detectives didn't get to our grandmother's house until the afternoon. I remember they came, I was dressed. Christina was at the house. Trail was at the park. So my grandmother told me to go run and get Trail. And he was in the gym playing basketball. And I remember walking up to him, I was like, man, they killed her. I remember pulling him, talking about, let's go, something happened, let's go. We both ran back home. All hell broke loose then. Word got around that a young black girl got shot over $1.79. Of orange juice. Everybody just broke down. Everybody.
Went to the store. It was hot that day. I got something to drink. I had left my bag on the side. I said, okay, y'all ain't gotta shoot me. I'm just coming in to get this and get out. And the lady looked at me. She said, oh, you heard about what happened to the little girl? And I'm like, yeah. Didn't know it was my friend yet. However, my parents knew. I didn't know that it was her. Because I had saw her probably the day before because she was excited they were going to the movies. Go to the park, I see Trail, and he's crying. He's got tears down his face, and he's got Latasha's jacket on, holding a candle, and I thought, she don't let him wear her gangster jacket. What's up with that? And he looked at me, looked up, but he was so hurt, he kept doing what he was doing. So I didn't pay him no mind. I'm like, I'm not gonna bother, I'm just gonna go home. Got home in my own little world, and my dad comes in. He said, I know you heard about the young lady that got shot over in orange juice. He said, well, at this point, it's all over the news. I can't hide that from you any longer because this is something where it's going to get out of hand, and it's gonna get out of hand before anybody could get a real good hold on it. So as he's talking to me, it comes on TV. I'm sorry. And I saw it. I never knew what terror was until I saw it. And they kept playing that video over and over. And I can only think to myself, there was an incident a few months prior where I went into the store with my mom. My mother had paid for some candy bars. And she said, okay, I'm gonna go back outside. I need you to go back in there and get your brother a candy bar. So I go back into the store. I had the bag, the receipt was in the bag. I get the candy and I have my head down because I'm counting my money. There was a hooker in the store. And she's like, hold on. Her mama outside, I'm gonna go get her mama, I look up and the lady got the gun cocked. And I'm looking down this barrel. My mom runs into the store. And she said, she paid for this. Here's the receipt. Here's the money for this candy bar. Tybee, let's go. You tell your friends, do not come back to this store because this woman's gonna kill somebody. This was something that we got used to. You get used to it. And what people don't realize is that wasn't the first time that lady tried to pull something on one of the kids in that neighborhood. And I remember telling Tasha a few days later, I said, yeah, my mom said don't go back to that store. You know, she pulled that gun out again. And Tasha was like, oh, you know, she always doing that, but she never pulled the trigger. So don't trip, she just do that to scare us. So I didn't think about it. But when I saw what I saw on TV, I felt bad because I was like, I told her. Why didn't she listen? I had that bad feeling like something, this lady's gonna do something. I just don't know what it is. And every time we go into that store, whether it's me, whether it was her, whether it was Shanice, whether it was any of the other kids in this neighborhood, we always had to go in there like, okay, just be prepared. You're going to get hit with something. It's just what? They're going to call us monkeys this time, or they're going to follow us around the store, or they're going to just put us out just because. But I saw that, and I shut down. I shut down for a long time.
Static flickers. Gentle waves lap at a sandy shore. Three birds move along the edge of the water, pecking at the sand. A curvy black woman steps toward the water. She wears capri pants and a hoodie, with her hair tied back in a smooth ponytail. Text appears. Ty. Ty stands at the edge of the lapping waves. She lifts her face toward the sun and closes her eyes. Ty walks along the beach. The water sloshes around her ankles.
Sometimes I think, how did I get this far? Is she not here? I know she'd be married by now. She loved the fellas. She probably would have two, three kids by now and would be riding, especially if she had a daughter. She'd be an awesome mother.
Ty bows her head. She steps backward, then stoops to pluck something from the shallow water.
Has she been here? Yeah, I'd probably be a lawyer. I would be a lawyer right now. We would own some businesses. We would have some activities for the kids that's in this neighborhood to go somewhere to do something.
The sun gleams low in the sky, silhouetting Ty. She shades her eyes and turns toward it. Indoors, Latasha's cousin, Shanice, a black woman wearing thin-rimmed glasses, keeps her eyes focused downward.
Latasha Shields. I am very reliable and trustworthy, honest. I like that I am confident about myself. I have a lot of talent, and I know whatever I set my mind on something, I'm going to accomplish it. I show people that I care by giving what I have to people who actually need it. I also show I care by showing respect to all adults and ones my age and younger. I know I care. What I want most in life is to fulfill my goal to be an attorney. And I also graduate from my high school.
Her face crumples. Shanice clutches the back of her neck and bows her head.
And also to graduate from high school with an almost perfect GTA to go to college. The most important thing to me is my family is always protected by a shield so they won't be torn by dangerous, ruthless, uncaring people.
Shanice wipes away a tear.
If I had one wish, it would be to get my mother back to me. Three descriptive words my friends would say probably give me are caring, sharing, and very polite to others. Latasha Harlins, February 6, 1991.
Shanice removes her glasses and wipes her eyes.
What do you think about that poem, Shanice?
What I think about the poem, it's her. It's everything that I just had said. It's clarification what I just had talked about. Know who she was. That's what that poem is. Clarification. And I haven't read that poem in such a long time that I even forgot that, you know, it was valid. It was here. I totally forgot that she wrote it. People don't know that. They just know that she was just a young Black girl who was worth $1.79. They don't know who she was as an individual. They don't know. I'm always remember some of the conversations we had. Some I'm gonna forget, but I'm trying my best to hold on to them. I pushed so much out because it was painful to see one of my best friends leave so soon. She was a loving person. I still appreciate her for being who she was back then.
The girl in the white dress moves through a field of flowers.
She was aware of her color and accepted it. We queens. No queen, I ain't got no damn crown on my head. She's like, no, stupid. We queens. The only way we gonna get treated like we're queens is if we carry ourselves that way. There's nothing that I can't do once I put my mind to it. My mother would tell me that. So I believe that. And just that was her drive. That's what kept her going. You're so strong. Where did that strength come from? And again, we're kids, we're children.
A young Black woman and a Black girl hold each other close. Text appears. On March 16, 1991, 15-year-old Latasha Harlins was killed by Soonja Du at Empire Liquor in South Central Los Angeles. Du, who falsely accused Latasha of stealing a bottle of orange juice, shot her in the back of the head. Latasha died while holding $2 intended for the orange juice. Du was found guilty of voluntary manslaughter. Judge Joyce Carlin gave her probation, 400 hours of community service, and a $500 fine. She received no jail time. Latasha's death became one of the leading catalysts for the 1992 LA riots. Latasha's aunt, Denise Harlins, fought tirelessly for justice and to have her niece remembered. Shortly after Latasha's death, Denise founded the Latasha Harlins Justice Committee. Denise Harlins, April 2nd, 1963 to December 25th, 2018. Now, Latasha's cousin Shanice and childhood best friend Ty have plans to create their own organization in South Central Los Angeles for youth in the community in memory of Latasha. Latasha LaVon Harlins, January 1st, 1976 to March 16th, 1991. For Shanice, Ty, and Tasha. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Liz Gutman. Voiced by Thomas Reed. Credits, directed by Sophia Nally Allison, produced by Fam Udiarji and Sophia Nally Allison. Logos, Sundance Institute, Glassbreaker Films, copyright 2020, Black Dreams, LLC, all rights reserved.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.